I have a son that has grandma seizures. Can you recommend anything for that?
Okay, well, first of all, was your son born with these grand mal seizures?
Yes,
did he acquire
was.
Them later in life?
No, he was born with it. He has hydrocephalus.
Okay.
Cerebral palsy.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, cerebral palsy and hydrocephalus are what's called a congenital birth defect. These are caused by nutritional deficiencies during pregnancy. They can be a zinc deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, copper deficiency, and obviously has two problems there, and it's not unusual because a deficiency even of a single nutrient can cause as many as 10 different diseases. So your son, unfortunately, has a very common series of events here. And because the epilepsy or the seizure disorder is associated with these two congenital birth defects, the odds are that nutritional alone will not put the genie back in the bottle, and he may have to stay on a seizure anti-seizure medication such as Dilantin or Phenobarb forever. However, the thing that you have to be concerned with is almost all of these anti-seizure medications have a downside in that they deplete their bones of minerals. And it's not unusual for a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old or a teenager to get arthritis and osteoporosis and noisy joints and twitches and cramps and loose teeth and receding gums and back problems and all the things that are associated with mineral deficiencies. So your child is a perfect candidate for the pig arthritis formula simply because he's on Dilantin or on another seizure anti-seizure medication. Very important. And does he weigh less than 100 pounds?
Yes, he does.
Okay, then I'd give him a teaspoon of the pig arthritis formula per 20 pounds of body weight. If he weighs 40 pounds, you give him 2 teaspoons twice a day. If he weighs 60 pounds, 3 teaspoons or a tablespoon twice a day. And if they weigh 10 pounds, you give them a half a teaspoon. So
okay.
It depends on you know what weight category he falls into.
Okay.
And again, there's no reason why he can't live to be 100. And usually these youngsters with these types of congenital birth defects die of some nutritional deficiency disease. And so by giving them all 90 essential nutrients, you will extend his life enormously.
And it won't hurt him in any way? As far as
I love that question. No, absolutely not. Won't hurt him.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.